This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. A barrage of Russian missile strikes on Ukraine Thursday have resulted in significant damage to the national power grid, already battered by repeated bombardment, officials said. The head of Ukraine's grid operator said the significant network damages makes it difficult, quote, to deliver electricity in Kharkiv, Kyiv, Odessa, Mykolaiv, Kherson, and Lviv regions, end quote. Benjamin Netanyahu was set to return to office at the helm of the most religious and ultra-nationalist government that Israel has ever seen. AP correspondent Karen Chamis has the story.
Protesters blew horns and waved pride flags outside the Knesset, denouncing what they said was an anti-LGBTQ and racist government. Inside, Netanyahu walked up to the podium to an eruption of applause. He taunted the opposition. I hear the constant cries of the opposition about the end of the country and democracy. Opposition members, to lose in elections is not the end of democracy. This is the essence of democracy. The opposition heckled him with chants of weak. Netanyahu's allies are pushing for dramatic changes that could alienate large swaths of the Israeli public. I'm Karen Chamas.
Former Pope Benedict XVI is lucid and alert, and his condition remains serious but stable, the Vatican said Thursday. This comes one day after revealing the 95-year-old's health had deteriorated. He's been in fragile health for many years and uses a wheelchair. Benedict became the first pope since the Middle Ages to resign as head of the worldwide Catholic Church in 2013. Current Pope Francis sparked alarm Wednesday by revealing that his predecessor was very ill. This is VOA News. Spain's interior minister on Thursday denounced a dreadful surge in gender violence after 9 women were killed in December, mainly by their partners, making it the deadliest month this year. Among the victims was a 32-year-old pregnant woman stabbed to death, allegedly by her former partner, in front of their 2 teenage children Wednesday night. She had been due to give birth within days, according to Spanish media reports. Her death brings to 48 the number of women killed due to gender violence this year. The interior minister said the crimes were deeply frustrating and should serve as a wake-up call. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports the legislative committee investigating the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol in January of 2021 has withdrawn its subpoena for Donald Trump.
The committee chairman, Democrat Benny Thompson, says the committee's concluded its hearings, released its final report, and will very soon reach its end, so it won't be able to pursue the information in the subpoena. The committee voted to subpoena Donald Trump in October. Then he sued to block it in November. Trump's lawyer says the House January 6th committee, quote, waved a white flag, which suggests a surrender.
That was Jackie Quinn. A Bolivian prosecutor said Thursday he had requested 6 months of pretrial detention for a key opposition leader and former presidential candidate detained a day earlier on charges of terrorism. The arrest on Wednesday of Luis Fernando Camacho set off street clashes between his supporters and security forces. Camacho is the right-wing governor of the country's economic powerhouse region of Santa Cruz. The prosecutor told reporters he had also asked that Camacho be held at a maximum security prison in Bolivia's administrative capital, La Paz. Camacho led protests this year demanding a new population census that will likely increase the opposition stronghold's representation in the national legislature and grant it greater access to state funds. A travel ban has lifted in the U.S. city of Buffalo, New York, days after a massive blizzard hit. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown says the driving ban was lifted at 12:01 this morning, and he says City Hall will be open.
Significant progress has been made on main streets, secondaries, and residentials. I've toured many areas across the city over the last few days, and I'm pleased with the progress that has been made.
But the mayor says there's still a travel advisory in place.
I'm asking people to still be cautious, and if you don't need to drive, please don't.
More than 36 deaths have been reported in all of Western New York.